Hallelujah. Good morning, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Thank you for being a very present help. And so you're with us now to share the word and also to go into this beautiful day, another day you've ordained for us to experience your quality of life, eternal life. Bless us in Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Greetings, family. I'm just going through this readings quickly. The light's going to switch off any moment, so I want to get it through. And my wife is just getting a hair done now while the lights are on. So, yeah, again, we got Paul here really coming and encouraging the Galatians that has fallen from the faith, fallen from the Spirit. And the analogy he's using now is that when Abraham had a promise, he never waited for the promise. That was his problem. Through faith and patience, we inherit the promise. So he had the faith, had to wait for the promised child, and he didn't. And then he took Hagar, his servant girl, and he had a child with her. And so he didn't wait for God to come through with his proper wife, his wife that was married. And so the desolate wife brought him a child. And what Paul is using here, he's using this as an analogy. He says Hagar is like the Jerusalem that now is the natural Jerusalem, where the people are under the law and they establishing their own righteousness, and therefore they can't see God's righteousness in what he has done in his son. But praise God, we know my word also says they will later on, but it's us Gentiles now, we've got to see it, the nations need to see it. And he says, but we are now married, and then he's speaking about our marriage is married to the Spirit, married in the Holy Spirit, like the Holy Spirit is our mother. We are now in the Father, in the Son, with the Holy Spirit, and the Holy Spirit is our teacher and our encourager, and the way of the Spirit is the way of eternal life. So when you're in the natural, you can't please God. You need to be in the spiritual. And you can't understand the very things, all the natural things, things that are made by God. But we get seduced by them, by evil people using them and being deceived by the devil. They let you look at these things and run after these things where you're not looking to the God that made you, the rock that saved you, the life that is of abundance, that's of God. And then you get deceived and you get caught up and you're in the flesh, not in the spirit. You're in the kingdom of the world, not in the kingdom of God. So the whole encouragement here is, guys, is that God has done everything for us to come back to him, the maker of everything, that knows about everything and has got a plan for us. We've got a purpose. We've got a race to run. Amen. So, yeah, just stay. Don't get deceived by other gospels. Get to perceive the gospel of God, the gospel of our salvation, to walk in the footsteps of Jesus and understand that's a glorious gospel. That is where you find your true splendor, your true glory, and where you're waking up to Christ in you, the purposes that God made you for. And he's there watching over you to bring you into the fullness of knowing him, knowing the Son, being led by the Holy Spirit, loving the Word of God, and the letter kills, the Spirit makes alive, and then into your inheritance, into your destiny, into your part that has been set aside for you to walk in the footsteps of Jesus. Amen. Be blessed because you are blessed in Jesus' name. Amen.